You're listening to the audio production of 20,000 Days and Counting by Robert D. Smith, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Foreword, written and read by Andy Andrews. As I talk to you today, I'm in my office here in our home in Orange Beach, Alabama, on the Gulf Coast. My wife, Polly, is upstairs. My boys are in school. And I am living a life I could barely imagine more than three decades ago. If you've read my book, The Noticer, you know that the first chapter of that book is absolutely true. I actually lived for a while under a pier not too far from this house. I was homeless long before that was even a word. This was a part of my life that really shaped the rest of it. I talk in that book about an old man named Jones. The unspoken story, the one that you have never heard, is about another man who was really much more important to whatever success I've had or whatever it is that people perceive that I have become or whatever help that I have been able to offer to others. My life has really been impacted by Jones and by my father, but my adult life has really been shaped by one man. His name is Robert D. Smith. I met him for the first time when I was 14 years old. It was the summer before I entered the ninth grade, and along with a bunch of other guys from our area, I headed to church camp for a week. My cabin counselor was a freshman in college. His name was Robert D. Smith, and he's been counseling me ever since. Actually, it wasn't until I was out of college that we formalized an arrangement. I was to be the talent. He would be the manager. Frankly, I talked him into it.